Our friends are supposed to have our backs, be supportive, and not turn on us in difficult situations. They can have a huge impact on our lives. They can make us feel good about ourselves or bad about ourselves. Our friends can also help us achieve our goals, or they can keep us from achieving our goals. It's important to watch who we have as our friends so that we can make sure that they are actually people we want to have around us. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 39 of the MC Horror Podcast. This happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I just recently graduated from high school. I never had an easy time making friends, but during quarantine, I got pretty close to a couple of old acquaintances named Kevin and John. Kevin is a tall, fat kid with a ridiculously big head, short, unkempt, dark brown hair, and a chin strap. John is taller than Kevin, around 6'4", but very skinny, with light brown hair and a zit-covered face. I weigh more than him, despite being almost a foot shorter than him. They're the kind of kids that always get in trouble, whether they're drinking, smoking, or busting into places. Anyway, even though I do some sketchy stuff sometimes, drinking and smoking isn't really my thing. Despite that, they forced me to hang out with them, and I enjoyed their company. We got along well because of how we saw everyone as fake, which is weird because that's exactly what they are. This one particular time, I let them drive my car, and they took me to a place in the woods where I'd be forced to smoke. Looking back, I know they were really just using me for my car. I'm not sure why I gave them a second chance after that, but I did. About a month ago, despite many people warning me not to hang out with them, I let them take me to a party against my better judgment. Because I was suspicious, I took my own car and followed them to the party. In retrospect, the first red flag was when they parked two streets away from the party, but I didn't think anything then. As we were walking to the house, they got excited to see me crash a party, but I thought that part was a joke. We got to the address, and we got turned away right away. Kevin tried to convince them to let us in, but it still didn't work. I texted the host and asked him to explain it, and he said we could talk tomorrow. At that point, I knew they were using me again, but I was a lot nicer to Kevin and John than I probably should have been. In the heat of the moment, I told them that I was going to drive by, honk a bunch, and yell, "Screw you!" to them. I had second thoughts as soon as I said it, but now I knew Kevin and John were expecting me to do it. So I drove by the wrong street accidentally, with them right on my bumper the whole time. I then drove to my house, which they luckily didn't follow me back to. Feeling upset about being used again, I just went to bed. The next day, I decided enough was enough. I was tired of fake people and I needed to cut them off. I texted John's girlfriend, Kyra, and told her to tell Kevin and John to never talk to me again, which she did. I explained the situation the best I could, but hoped it wouldn't affect their relationship. That night, I got a text on Snapchat from John, and it read, "Kyra dumped me because of you, freaking scumbag," in all caps with three middle finger emojis. Right then, I got a text from Kevin, which was pretty similar. He called me the C-word and warned me to stay away from him and John. I laughed to myself thinking they wouldn't do anything. They admitted to me they weren't as tough as they acted, and here they were threatening me. I should have taken his text more seriously. That Friday, my mother spent the day at the hospital getting a new medicine for her multiple sclerosis, and she had to spend the day since it was administered through an IV. My dad called me at 5 and said she was having some side effects and that she'd be okay, but she would need to spend the night, meaning I'd be home alone because my dad wanted to stay with her. I stayed up for a while playing Madden with all the lights off when suddenly my neighbor called. Confused, I picked up and he sounded quite frantic. He told me I needed to hide and wait for the police, that his wife had called them and they were only a couple of minutes away. Confused, I asked, "What the crap are you talking about?" Then he dropped a bomb and told me he had seen two people jump the fence to my backyard. I think my heart skipped a beat when he said that. I was confused as to why he didn't start off by saying that, but it didn't matter. I had to hide. I went into my closet and shut the door. From there, I heard the sound of glass breaking and slow footsteps in the common area of my house. It only took the police a couple of minutes to get to my house because they often have a car sitting near my house looking for speeders on the main road, but it felt like an hour could have gone by while I was waiting. I heard multiple police officers yelling at the intruders, and shortly after, I heard a knock on the bedroom door followed by a police officer announcing himself. I yelled for him to come in, and he opened the closet door and took me back into the house. There, I saw that one of the windows in the kitchen was completely shattered, and unsurprisingly, I watched as two other officers escorted Kevin and John out of my house, both in handcuffs. My parents got back home soon after, and my dad hugged me for at least a minute. At the moment, my mom didn't really understand what was happening because of how loopy the medicine made her, but the next day, she broke down in tears over how close I was to dying. A lot of things about that incident have been bothering me. The way I underestimated them, the evil looks they gave me as they were escorted out, and the fear I had as this was all happening. I'll get over all that eventually, but one thing will always stick with me, and that's what the police said from down the hallway. Three words that completely changed my perspective on life. Drop the gun. Police told me Kevin and John were crouched down in the foyer, and Kevin had a pistol in his hand. They believed that they were waiting for me to come out of my room so they could get me when I didn't expect it. I still haven't totally wrapped my head around the fact that things could have gone so much worse if my neighbors hadn't seen them climbing my fence, and it serves as a reminder of how you never know when it's your time, and to always take threats like that seriously. I'm forever grateful for my neighbors saving my life. But Kevin and John, if you're listening to this, I hope you enjoy jail. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.